This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
It's early afternoon at Easton's Value Mart in Minden, and Allison has come to pick up some groceries. Like many others, between rent, food, gas, and other essentials, her disposable income is being stretched just to survive.
Well, I'm a renter. I'm a single woman. So I just noticed the huge increase. Like, I just buy what's on sale. But I mean, even during COVID, as a single person, I was spending maybe $70 a week. And now it's $120 to $140. And I don't eat out a lot. And I don't buy a lot of too much junk, you know, some treats once in a while. So that I'm noticing, yeah. So it just means you cut back on other areas of your life. I'm lucky that I have a friend that I can rent from. And I'm in a shared house. But I mean, if I had to... I mean, one, it's almost impossible to find a place to rent, and I have a friend that's just renting a tiny basement apartment that's, you know, 400, 500 square feet, and it's over $1,200 a month. So it's hard. Yeah. Yeah, I could see how a lot of people are probably going in debt just trying to...
survive.
Right. For sure.
But Allison isn't alone. Right now, based on responses to the Canadian Income Survey, an estimated 18% of households in Halliburton County are experiencing food insecurity. In fact, one in four cannot afford to buy the food they need to maintain good health. Food insecurity, a direct sign of poverty, has doubled in recent years, with more people turning to food banks to fill in the gaps. Since late 2024, five Ontario communities, Toronto, Mississauga, Kingston, Smiths Falls, and Cochrane, have all declared food emergencies. While symbolic, the declarations are aimed at raising awareness and advocacy at the provincial and federal government levels to address food insecurity. Canoe FM recently spoke to a number of local officials and organizations to learn more about food insecurity and food emergencies. In part one of our series, we'll learn about what factors contribute to declaring a food emergency and the impact of food insecurity on adults and children. In part two, we'll learn what's being done locally to address the issue. First off, food emergencies are based on the negative impacts of the rising cost of living, which include rent increases, the growing cost of groceries, a surge in food bank use, and emergency food assistance. Sarah Sang, Health Equity Coordinator with the Halliburton, Kawartha, Northumberland, and Peterborough Health Unit, says in recent years, food insecurity in our region has escalated, putting the health of adults, children, and youth in jeopardy. She says the health unit regularly monitors the issue and provides real-time data on the issue.
We know that food insecurity is a serious problem, and we know that it affects 18% of families in the HKPR region. That includes Halliburton County, City of Kawartha Lakes, and Northumberland County. That means that people and families are struggling to pay for rent, they're struggling to buy food, and they're struggling to make ends meet. We know how families who may be living on minimum wage or living on social assistance benefits, they're just not making enough to be able to afford food and rent and other basic needs of living. And so those basic needs can include things like, you know, hydro, gas to get to work, medications, a cell phone. And I think the demand for solutions to the problem of food insecurity has not gone away. And food insecurity has to do with not having enough money to get food. And so in the current political climate and the current economy influenced by, you know, international decisions, you know, with the rising costs of food and housing and the other basic costs, these expenses are outpacing people's income. And so the problem of food insecurity has only gotten worse.
And the trickle-down effect is obvious. Sang says the inability to afford nutritious food means both adults and children are more likely to suffer serious health issues. She adds children who don't have access to nutritious meals often struggle to concentrate in class and have poor grades.
It affects, you know, people's physical and mental health. And we know that the food insecurity research is saying that, and we see it too, just on the ground. People have to make difficult decisions of whether they're going to pay for food or pay for medications. We know that people who are experiencing food insecurity are more likely to have poor health, more likely to be diagnosed with a chronic condition like, you know, diabetes or, you know, a heart disease, mental health conditions like depression, anxiety. And yeah, and all of this takes a toll on a person's health and well-being.
Gina Robertson is Executive Director of Search Community Services in Halliburton. The organization has been helping people in the community through its many programs, Thrift Warehouse and Bistro, for the past 35 years. They supply frozen, prepared meals for 14 service agencies and have seen a sharp increase in demand for food assistance. In the last year, Search handed out 21,000 free meals, and Robertson says the need just keeps growing. While Search serves 1,750 free meals each month, other factors, as well as the economic reality of living in a tourism-driven region, tends to amplify the issue of food insecurity, Robertson says.
All the food banks are up. I think the last stat I heard, you can check, was like up 18% or something. And it's, you know, it's obvious. The prices are high. There's no housing, so anybody can ask whatever they want for a rental unit they happen to have. I think rents are fairly high. I think mortgages are fairly high. This isn't an industrially based county, so we've got tourism and usually minimum wage or not much more. It's inevitable that the need is going to get greater. I've been a social worker all my life, pretty much, and we've had lots of different programs. And before that, I was with CAS, so, you know, I see people really try to do the best they can for their kids, you know. We see with our moms in our groups that moms will skip a meal or whatever so their kids can have lunch on the bus. There are many, many families in this community who don't go to the food banks who really should go to the food bank, but they're proud. Some of the proudest are the people who grew up here. You know, they're from the county, they grew up in the county, they fish, they hunt, they probably still do, which is great, but they don't want their business known everywhere, and they don't want that. It's still a stigma to go. We haven't got rid of that yet, which is too bad.
Marg Cox is executive director at Point in Time, a social service provider in Halliburton. She echoes Robertson's observations that food insecurity is not just bad, but getting worse.
As an organization, we are definitely seeing an increase in families struggling. The inflation, the tariffs, the post-COVID recovery, et cetera, is all very challenging. People are living paycheck to paycheck and carrying high debt loads. And at the same time, people thought, okay, we'll get out of COVID and everything will be okay. And there's been this huge trauma that we've experienced as a society through COVID, and there hasn't been the bright sunshine of hope coming afterwards. So it's kind of like the perfect storm. We know that income is clearly related to how much people are able to afford for food. And we know food prices have soared, right? We've had the tariffs being brought in by our government to help maintain our economy. And people are now struggling to find food that they can afford to eat. I know when I grocery shop, how surprised I am by how much things are costing. And I'm fortunate to have a decent income and I'm not supporting young children. So I think it is a real, real challenging time. And I think in addition, for years, we have been supporting our clients, people that utilize our services with emergency food. We have a food cupboard. We're, you know, a supplier of the search meals, the frozen meals. We also feed people in the programs that we offer. When you peel an onion, you cry. And when you start to peel apart things for people that are living and struggling in Halliburton County, it's also hard not to cry. It's a real, real struggle for people every day to figure out between paying rent, keeping their vehicle on the road so they can work, trying to hang on to their job, trying to get food in the house to feed their kids. It's a real challenge. And yeah, absolutely, it takes a toll on people's mental health and well-being.
In part two of our series, we'll explore what both social service agencies and local governments can do to address food insecurity, and whether there will be a food emergency declaration made here in Halliburton County in the coming weeks and months.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.